Welcome to Abiuli Express Telegram. Lots of international news today, huh?
Absolutely. From potential Iran deals to cyber attacks and power outages, it's a whirlwind.
Let's start with Iran. Trump's hinting at a deal, but Netanyahu's talking about destroying uranium enrichment facilities. Seems contradictory.
Very much so. And then you have Ali Shamkhani tweeting in Hebrew, no less, responding to Netanyahu. What's the end game here? It's a complicated situation.
Agreed. And speaking of complicated, this cyber attack on Iran's communication infrastructure, they claim they blocked it, but experience suggests they downplay damage. What do you think?
I'm skeptical. Cyber attacks are rarely clean victories for the defender. There's almost certainly some disruption. The question is how much?
Good point. Then there's Yemen. Over 100 casualties in U.S. airstrikes, mostly in a prison. A grim situation.
Tragic. And the U.S. claims a significant drop in Houthi missile launches because of these strikes. A difficult balance.
Definitely. Shifting gears completely, this massive power outage in Spain, Portugal, and parts of France is concerning. A cyber attack is suspected.
If it is a cyber attack, that's a major escalation. Crippling infrastructure like that, it's a dangerous precedent. What do you make of the rumors about Israel's involvement?
Rumors are rumors, but the timing with the canceled arms deal is interesting. Pure speculation, of course.
Of course. Moving on. The situation in Gaza is as tense as ever. Hamas operating out of hospitals, financial manipulation, it's a mess.
It is. And then you have Mike Huckabee's comments at the JNS conference. Strong words about Israel. I see.
Very strong, emphasizing the U.S.-Israel relationship. It'll be interesting to see the fallout from that. I got it.
Definitely. And finally, the exhumation of Hafez al-Assad's body in Syria. Bizarre.
Utterly bizarre. What's the motivation there? Who knows? It's Syria.
True enough. Well, that's a lot to unpack. We'll be back soon with more. Until then, goodbye from Abiuli Express, Telegram.
Bye-bye.